Welcome to all who've joined us for Section 6 of this Akashic Training, where you're learning now not only how to access, and you are also learning how to explore your Akashic records. So big steps forward here. So once again, you'll be hearing the lovely voices of Christy, Jennifer, Valerie, Wendy, Will, and me, Sandra. We also extend a warm welcome to all of those in independent study who have joined us. During our last time together, we had a great discussion about why forgiveness is often such an integral part of transformation. And we delved deeply into the Akashic Alliance Prayer of Forgiveness and received an attunement to this prayer by our records. To integrate what we had learned about forgiveness, we did a simple two-step forgiveness process. So it was a really busy section with lots to absorb and experience. So today, it's going to be different. Of course, we're in a different section. So today, we'll begin with how and why we have Akashic Chat Time as part of our remaining three sections that we have. And I'll start us off by answering a great question from Wendy about wondering how to feel sure when in the records, which is a great lead up to where we'll focus in this section. And we'll see what other questions come up guided by our records for those live on the call, and then go exploring with a two-part integration process. In the first part, we'll answer a set of questions from our intuition. And in the second, we'll access our records and then ask them the same set of questions. So now you have the three basic cornerstones of Akashic work, which are heart integration, the method to open, and the prayer of forgiveness. We can spend our time during this section exploring your records more deeply. And of course, we'll wrap up by looking at our home joy and then sharing our takeaways. So we have another very rich experience with the records waiting for us today, so let's get started, as we always do, by co-creating our sacred space. So I invite you to join me by placing one or both of your hands on your chest. Breathe and relax. Notice the warmth or the coolness of your hand as it rests gently on your chest. And as you do that, be aware of your physical body, your physical level of being. Great. And now, when you're ready, moving on to be aware of your emotional level of being. And now I invite you to be aware of your mental level of being. And now your spiritual level of being. Breathe all those into you and bring that expanded awareness of who you are and what you are back to your heart center, allowing that expansion to ignite your heart light, your inner divinity. And even as that is happening, notice that you're allowing your heart light to merge with all that is. And yes, here we are, together with the divine. Our heart light circle immediately starts up. Wonderful. So moving to the left, going around linking with everyone is here. I invite each person live on the call to put your name into our heart light circle by stating I am to remind yourself of your inner divinity. I'll begin and Christy and the rest will continue. I am Sandra.
I am Christy.
I am Jennifer.
I'm Valerie.
I am Wendy.
I am Will.
Thank you. I'll pause for a moment here so all others present can join us by stating their names and connecting with their inner divinity. I invite you now to silently place yourself in our heart light circle and also any people for whom you request prayers. I invite you to silently activate your learning intention for this section and place it in our heart light circle if it feels appropriate for you. And remember, this intention can always be just as simple as, I absorb all that is offered to me in this section with grace and ease. Now, if you like, recall your key or support for this Akashic training given to you by your records in a previous section. Take a moment to focus on it, opening to all that it can bring to you now. On behalf of us all, I welcome our personal records, the group's records, the divine and all highest beings of light who are here as always to assist our learning process. We thank them for their guidance and their assistance and welcome them to lift us into the highest resonance that we can sustain as a group and with the divine in our records for this section. And for those of you studying on your own, please pause the recording now and open your Akashic records if you have not done that yet. Of course, you can't join our live discussion, but your records quite possibly could bring something to your attention through what one of us shares. To begin this section, I invite you to join me in what I call Akashic Chat Time. Always love that term. Now that we can open our personal records, it is truly amazing what we can accomplish with the records when we may think or feel we're just chatting. We can go so much deeper and cover so much more ground. This is one of the great advantages of opening your personal records whenever you are participating in a group. So I invite you to turn to page 43 in your manual to join me in setting our intentions for our chat time so our records can assist us. Those in independent study, please join us too. Those live, you can mute so you can speak aloud or you can repeat silently after me our request to our individual records. So let's set our chat time intention. Please notice that the way it's written there on page 43, which is what I'm going to read, that I'm stating this just like you would state it for just yourself. So you can repeat it after me. So let's begin. I now request the guidance of my records. As we are chatting together, bring to me the questions and comments that are most relevant and important for me to share. during our time together today. Thank you. And then you can add anything else that you would like. You know that you, even when you're chatting, you hold that connection, even when you're not aware of it. You don't have to be consciously, oh, I'm keeping my channel to my records open, and I'm asking them each time, well, what do I say in response here? It's a much lighter connection than that, and does the best for you when you don't force it, focus on it, or, you know, stretch it. It's just like, know that that's been stated. Your records know exactly what you're doing here. And then you're just free to move into a deeper conversation with whoever you're with, which is us today. Alrighty. So I'm going to begin our chat time today with a great question from Wendy that came up for her just recently. And I thought that everyone might like to hear what the records would like to share about this. So her question is, I find I have curious, and she put that in quotes, curious questions, wondering if you felt, again in quotes, more sure as time went on working in the records, or if that was there for you right away. And so there's just a couple of things. I even want to just note that word curious, because for me, I always get real excited when I'm in my records and I'm curious. Because I know if I focus on being curious, then I'm not moving into any kind of fear of how well I can receive what they're giving to me, or am I connected, or any of that kind of head-tripping stuff that we can get into, and me too, still sometimes. So if I focus on getting really delicious questions that are just, they just spark my curiosity, and I'm just eager to give them to my records and see what they have to say, then that is a great way to begin. So I love it, Wendy, that you're curious. It's like, yes, be curious. I was really happy to answer this question because I was not sure. I was a very slow learner, I feel, compared to many people that I've taught. And it could have been just the initial method that I first learned. I don't know, that energetics and what we do in this one is so vastly different that perhaps it makes it easier for everybody to accelerate into working in their records in very deep ways. Certainly, I have always found that to be the truth over, you know, all these years. It's been more than 10 years I've been teaching. But I was very slow, and I would, you know, I just opened my records for years, or not years, but for months, and only asked one question. And that question was, what fear can I release today? And it would usually take 15 or 20 minutes. I would find a fear, they would give it to me, and they would give me some information about it, and I would be able to connect, oh yeah, I recognize that in me, and I don't really want that, so what can we do? And I didn't know I was looking for that divine direct action, that DDA, but that's what I was doing. But I knew the records could release things, so it was like, well, what can we do right now to release that fear? And they would take me through whatever process that was most appropriate for that particular one and for me for that day. And then I would just kind of crash out on the couch. I wouldn't even get up and go lay down in my bed. I would just kind of keel over, boom, and I would sleep for maybe, you know, a half an hour. And so for me, that was, this is not normal behavior for me, but it was one way that after a while I began to think, well, maybe something really is going on here, because it does seem to be requiring some realignment and for me just to be quiet afterwards. So if you feel working in your records, you do find that happens with you at some point, that you're working deeply and you find you're tired. You can be really exhilarated for a little bit, but then it's like, yeah, you can get tired. And if you do, that's great. Just rest. Just allow yourself to rest and build in some time for that if you find you need that. After time, you get more and more energized by working in your records. And I found that so hard to believe at the beginning, but it is true. And so just be aware that then when you get up, that you walk carefully. You know, don't just take off and start running just because you feel exhilarated, because it's really good to make sure you're back in your body fully. So, no, Wendy, I didn't feel like I was there right away. It was a gradual process for me that even learning to open other people's records, I only did that because I thought maybe I might find that what I was receiving for myself, I might believe it more, find it, that I could accept it more easily. I had a lot of trust issues. And so that's why I love to facilitate and help show people how to access their records, because I don't think you could have been any more challenged by it all than I was. I didn't have any great gifts, but what I did do was I practiced and I practiced and I practiced. And I knew that the way I had originally learned would take me into my records, and I know that this way takes me even deeper into my records, the Akashic Alliance method to open. And so that knowing really stood me in good stead when my analytical mind was still not trusting. So does that answer your question, Wendy?
Yes. Thank you so much. I think that for me, the question kind of arose perhaps from feeling like for so many years I've worked, I think, just intuitively, and I have a real strong intuition, and so I thought how, in maybe something along what Valerie was asking too, this past week, but, about how is this so different? I feel, I know I'm connected all the time because we have that inner divinity, and we are, you know, I believe child of God, so we're always connected, and yet I thought, so how is this really, going to be different? And so I just wondered, am I going to feel differently? Is it just how? And so I that's why I wondered how it seemed for you in the beginning and then going forward. So I appreciate that very, very much, and that makes perfect sense to me.
Sure, sure. And I think too, when people have been working a lot on their intuition, that what accessing your records gives you is it gives you a really simple way to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really do, in a few moments, have an access that, as far as I've been able to work out, is guaranteed. I mean, you do connect. And where with intuition, I kind of used to have to wait around, because I would be sometimes intuitive, but I'd have to wait around till intuition struck. I didn't know really how to make that happen.
Well, when I ask a question, when I'm working outside of the records prior to this, I receive information that I would write down. So it seemed very similar, but when you also mentioned there's an intention. When you set the intention that you're working with your records, you are working with the records. And that's kind of the crisp line for me now.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm setting the intention and we are working with the rest.
Yeah.
Thank
very
you very
good.
Much.
Very good. And then you have access to your soul in all of its lifetimes and not just your intuition.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's great. Yeah. Very good. Very good. So we've been having fun with this this week about, you know, what does go on when you open your records and what does it feel like and what is it like for other people? So I thought this would be a good thing to just bring up and head off, you know, start off our conversation, our chat time today. So I have a couple of topics that I would also like to bring up for you guys to talk about, but I also would like to just open up and just ask if there's anybody that their records have been nudging them about sharing something or asking a question.
This is Christy.
Yes, Christy. Thank you.
I feel like I have a giant faucet above my head that someone turned on full blast, and I have had just so much inspiration and knowing and creativity, and I can barely keep up with it. I am the most not morning person you've ever met.
Uh-huh.
I've been waking up at like 6:30 in the morning, and
wow.
She's coming. I'm like, my poor husband. Like, why are you talking to me? And I'm like, and I'm going to do this. It's just flowing, flowing, flowing. It's just been amazing.
Yeah. You're not the first one that's the morning, the night owl turned into the morning lark. Another very good friend of mine who also learned to open her record, she said, I can't believe this. I'm getting up so early, and I'm just so, like, you know, I know it's great, and I'm energized to do it, and I'm loving it, and I'm, wow, that was a really big step. So, yeah, that's how it affects some people. Just brings you into the joy of the day. You know, it's like, let's get up with the sun, because that's when energy is rising, and
yes.
Do amazing things. So what did you say you had open over your head? I didn't hear that one word.
A faucet.
A faucet. Okay. Great. Yeah, the tap.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yes, I'm being guided like in this like clear path of my vision of my business that I've been working on for a very long time, of how to bring it all together, and it's just like becoming very clear and very exciting. So yeah.
Great. Fantastic. Fantastic. Keep up the good work. Keep accessing and keep asking questions, and then keep open. Even when your records are closed, keep open to more coming, because they don't always have to bring everything when you're sitting there with your pen poised, you know. Somebody can say something and you go, oh, that's a piece of the puzzle. Or you can hear or read something, and maybe there's just a couple of words that you go, man, that speaks to me, and I'm going to weave that in. I know those words are important. And then you can take them back to your records and say, okay, what's the big deal about these two words if you don't have that? So, yeah, you're on a big journey now.
Oh, yeah.
So, thank you, Christy. Thank you for sharing. Anybody else having those kind of experiences or something different after learning to open your records?
This is Wendy. I'll have something to share, but it's more a lot of emotion coming up.
Uh-huh.
I think, and this, I believe that this is really kind of in response to, at one point I was kind of asking, well, I was feeling a little, this past week, especially yesterday, I was feeling just a little bit disconnected, and I thought, what's going on here? And then literally, 5 minutes later, I would have a wave of emotion that was so strong and tears coming into my eyes. And I thought, whoa, what's this about? And I was having lunch with my husband, and I was talking to him about some things, and he was reflecting back to me just beautiful wisdom that was very helpful. And then it was kind of like a faucet turning off. And 5 minutes later, the lady comes over to get our order, and my tears are coming again. And later on when I opened my records, I asked, what's going on here? And I was told that, that basically it was a gift to me, showing me the difference between, well, first of all, that I'm a very emotional being. There was, you know, that was, and that, things are coming to me, especially with my healing practice, so that I'm working with empathy and compassion, and, you know, these things are reflected even with people coming to me to work. But that also there was something around, there are times when I'm able to work with detached compassion so that I can be able to be present for a person without becoming inundated with pain or suffering, so that I'm not able to assist them in the best way that I could. So I don't think I'm expressing in the more eloquent way that, that the records kind of gave to me, but it was something like that. So I was being shown a basis of reference that was so clear I could not mistake it between the one and the other, and I just thought that was like, okay.
Okay, well, great. Great. I'm glad that you went into your records and asked. That is key, everybody. It's like when something goes on, that's your best, well, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I'm a little biased, I will admit, but maybe I should speak in an I statement here. It's my default when there's things going on is to go into my records. When I need to make a decision, when I feel upset, or when I need to be the best I can, there's just, you know, a zillion reasons why I go in my records. And certainly if you're being very emotional, it's great because maybe there those emotions are coming up for a purpose, and exploring what's going on there might be very beneficial for you. And you don't have to go to somebody else now. You can do it for yourself. Works very, very nicely. Great. Thank you, Wendy. Lovely.
Thank you.
Does anybody else have any experiences they'd like to share, what's been going on with them over the last few weeks since they've been accessing?
This is Will.
Hey, Will.
Hey, I have noticed an uncanny accuracy, I guess, of information that's coming through, and I've always been somewhat intuitive. And my little puppies over here are growling, so that's Chris Edric, hello, shh, but, and so, you know, like, I'm a numerologist, for instance, and so what I've noticed is I think when we did the initial Akashic infusion, and before we started the this course, I've noticed a ramping up of just my the information that I intuitively get is a lot stronger outside of formally opening up the records. And for instance, casually, you know, people I interact with, I always am kind of talking or about numerology and their birth year, whatever. And I've noticed that a lot more information, a lot more depth of information, clear information, is like being downloaded to me, kind of as a result. So I don't know if it's a result of the Akashic infusion, that, you know, we're all a part of during this series, or if it's just, a part of the response of continuously going through this process to open the records.
And how about both?
Well, could be both.
Hey! Yes. You know, the infusions pave the way, and they come to you through this whole, you know, 8 sections of this course. So they don't, like, come in that one night and that's it. They are actively working with you to facilitate your learning process through this whole thing. And so, yeah, developing the ability to listen and hear, whether you're in your, well, hear, see, remember all the clairs, whether you're in your records or not, is part of what happens when you undertake to learn to access and explore your records. I know we open and we close because that's to conserve your energy. But at the same time, you'll get to that point where you leave them open more and more and more because you're comfortable with it. But the overall thing is you're really opening to more of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So exciting stuff. I'm glad. Wonderful. Great.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Because I have other topics, too. I'm just like, I want to talk with you guys. Okay, if you
I have
think,
one.
Okay, go ahead.
I have
ahead,
one
Bo.
More thing I wanted to mention.
Okay.
And it has to do with the clairs.
Yes.
And before I, you know, enrolled in your course, I was studying last year a process called the beams of light that radiate out of the third eye center, and there are 8 beams of light. and that goes kind of off the forehead, off the back of the forehead, to the right of the forehead, to the left of the forehead, and then kind of like a unicorn going out on the diagonal, and then kind of at the reverse of that going at a diagonal at the back of the head. And ancient wisdom teachings that kind of relate to the clairsenses. And so I've been pondering on that, you know, like in my records, and as we go through that, the process of opening up our heart center, I'm kind of guided to, you know, before I open up my crown center, to just activate those beams of light. And once they're fully active, it creates an orb around your head, like a globe, and it fully activates that. And I feel like going through that little extra step has kind of made me more conscious about my clairs. Like each one of the clairs is like represented by one of those beams of light. This is what I'm intuiting now after doing this and going through our process and when we were talking about the clairs in a previous session. So it's almost like now I'm also adding a little mini step to just acknowledge each one of those beams of light to represent the clairaudience, the clairsentience, the claircognizance, and all the different clairs. And as they become fully alive, it's almost, they become a sphere like a halo almost, or an orb of light around your head. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of anything like that before?
No, I'm not familiar with that teaching. Sounds very interesting. And I can say too that, and I'm glad you brought this up because I'd like everybody to really know this. When we received this method to open, part of our deal before we got it was we wanted something from the records that if it was for a person's highest good, that they would be guided to do something a little differently, whatever, that this would be a basic outline, this method to open, just like heart integration is a basic outline. But that in time, which yours has happened very, very quickly because you've already had exposure to this other wisdom, Will,
mm-hmm.
that you could add something in. So you might have a little something you do before or at the end or whatever. And I'm not encouraging you all to go out and, oh, let's go get real creative and make this thing more complicated than it already is. No, I would really advise you to keep it simple. But if there is something that continually speaks to you, like, Will, obviously this globe around your head because of your previous learning that you've done seems appropriate to you and helps you feel a stronger connection, then fantastic. You know, that's what I love about this. It is between you and your records. Once you learn the method to open, you can find that you are guided to make some changes. Now, I've been basically doing the same thing from the beginning. What I do find is that I have a lot of flexibility in heart integration. So everybody just know, let it organically develop for you. Don't force it. Don't go looking. Oh, what could I add to this? You know, if you don't feel drawn to it, I had a prayer for a long time that I used to say beforehand just because it used to make me feel more comfortable, and I got that prayer from my records. So, great topic, you know, great topic. And there is a lot there available to you. And, of course, you can go into your records now, Will, and ask for more information about all those beams of light. So you can find your own truth about them. And that's really the key part.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, sure. Thank you. All right, if anybody else thinks of anything, just jump in. But I'd like to just take a little bit of time here that we will look at your integration process number 6 and 7. Number 6 was that one on the prayer. It was a way to work with forgiveness. a very specific way. And number seven was the evergreen process, and that was part of your home joy, was to get to do that. Does anything come up from that anybody has any questions about or comments that they would like to share? All right. Okay, I guess that was all very, very clear. So that's great. I'm glad to hear that. Does anybody have anything they would like to add about that topic of forgiveness? You know, just some last really good thoughts that they went, oh, I wish we'd, you know, I wish I'd thought of it sooner and I could have talked about it in the last section. So just want to give some space for that. Ask your records. Is there anything else about forgiveness that would be worthwhile for me to share?
Hey, it's Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, one of the things when I was working on the forgiveness thing that was interesting for me is that I found that there was always a layer deeper, and even if I was had an intention going in, I ended up working on things that were what I intellectually would feel were not even related. And so it was fascinating for me to just sort of let go of the reins and be guided in that way. And it ended up being, you know, 10 times as powerful as if I had just thought, okay, I'm going to clear with this person or whatever. It had a whole backstory to it. And so it was really beneficial.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because it is really fascinating to me, and it never ceases to be fascinating, which I find totally entrancing after all these years of when you go through a process, and all of these processes, you can use them again and again and again, you know, all these integration processes. It really does help you to get out of the way and let your records bring you more. So I'm glad you had that experience with that, Jennifer. That's really exciting for me. So, and they also teach you how to set up processes. So in your very analytical left brain mind, you might decide, well, I want to set up a process for creativity. You know, and so these are some questions that I'm thinking would be good questions to ask my records. And you write them all down. And then you go in your records and you go through that process. And then at the end it might say, what else could I add here? What else could I ask that I don't even know that I could ask about creativity? And then maybe you get some more and you get to go even deeper. But the questions often will, because they're like that cup, they create the place for the information to come. So without the question, there's no way to access the information and no way to retrieve it and have it. So I always like that concept that that questions are your cup, your chalice. And then, you know, that energy of your records flows into that chalice and fills it up and overflows even sometimes. And that's where you get beyond what you even thought you could possibly go to. So, yes, very good, very good, very good. All righty. Well, so I'm just going to do a little school teachery thing here. If you didn't happen to have the time between last section and this section to do both the integration process number 6, which is about forgiveness, and number 7, that's that evergreen process that has such a delightful way that it begins. I forget now. It was something about write your question or describe the situation. Yeah, I think that's what it says. And that describe the situation thing, it's like, oh, well, that's interesting. And then what pops into your mind there from your records? What comes up? And then describe it. And then notice what comes up even as you're describing it. So just kind of layers and layers and layers is certainly the way the game goes with the records, very, very much. Well, okay. Well, I just want to ask if anybody has noticed anything about being here in their records. You've had them open now for quite some time, but I feel confident you have all been working well in your records. So how has it been here to have Akashic chat time? Has it felt any different? Or has it felt just like you're just listening or you're speaking or whatever?
This is Christy.
Uh-huh.
For me, it's been a bit challenging because I keep feeling drawn to, like, go farther out and no, no, we have to stay here, we have to stay here.
Down.
So it has, I've been getting things coming through and writing things down and staying connected. So, but
yeah,
it's been great but challenging.
Yeah. Yeah, and that matching up energies kind of thing. You'll get better at it. Get better. You'll get a few more chances to do that on these calls. The next two will also do the same thing, just to allow people to have a time to ask questions and to share. And yes, your records can be very good at having whole conversations with you about some sideline that's important to you while we're still going through what we're doing here too. So don't be surprised about that and think that you're doing something wrong. No, you're not. You're being very well tuned in and multidimensional, which is what being in your records allows you to do, is to be multidimensional, which is great. All righty, so let's close all our records with gratitude and love by saying aloud together, thank you. Amen. We'll do that just to have a little rest while we go and have a look at what this next integration process is. And then you'll get to open them again eventually. But for right now, we need them closed. So I invite you to turn now to page 44 in your manual for this integration process. Notice that it does continue on page 45. So in the first part of this integration process, this one on 44, you're going to ask your intuition the questions that are in bold italic. You know, that's usually our thing. If there's something in bold italic, then that's going to be a, especially with a question at the end of it, that's always a good clue. We're going to be asking those questions. But instead of asking your records, we're going to use your intuition. And then, once you've completed that, you've gone through to number 5 and you've finished that one, then turn over to page 45 and read that first paragraph always, so that's what guides you to the first to access your records. So you'll know, oh yeah, here's where I open my records. And once your records are open, then you get to ask your records their list of questions, which are very similar. I think only one is a little bit different, and journal what you discover from them as well. Remember, journaling might include drawing, writing your feelings, writing down what you're just, I just know this, or what you perceive, so what you see, as well as what you hear. So it doesn't always have to be like taking dictation, although it often can be that way, especially more so as you get more comfortable with it. But it's a fast thing to do, just take the dictation. But I do want to encourage people that there are multiple ways to capture, just as you're working with all your clairs, there's multiple ways to capture what you're receiving. And that's a great skill to develop with your records as well. It's going to take about 30 minutes for this integration process, so that gives us about 15 minutes for each part. And those live on the call, you're welcome to hang up and come back in 30 minutes, or you can stay with us, just leave your phone muted, so you can be doing whatever you need to be doing there. I do like to talk aloud to my records. I don't know what that is. It just really helps me to focus. And, of course, doing your method to open, you'll want to be speaking aloud and then silently doing those energetics. If you finish, when you're done, just, hang on. Let me get coherent here. Okay, those that are participating independently, please pause the recording once we get to where we are going to be stopping, and join us again when you finish both parts. And if you finish early, read over what you've received from your records. This is always a really good thing to do, because when you do that, you may go deeper, and you may find that you can add a bit more that you just reading it over brings even more to you. Or you might ask your records more questions. You can always do that too. Some people are very quick. They have very brief answers from their records and just go on to the next one, go on to the next one. So ask more. So does anybody have any questions about what we're going to be doing for this integration process for the next 30 minutes? No. Okay. Well, great. Let's begin by noting the time and come back in 30 minutes. And please state your name quietly when you come back. Thank you.
Valerie.
Thank you.
Well, everybody else, can you just gather that last concept, idea from your records? Because I'd like to have time to share your experiences.
Wendy?
Jennifer?
Thanks, Christy?
Thanks, Christy.
Will?
Thank you.
All right. So a nice, yummy experience here. I'm hoping, I'm so eager to hear how it was for you, because, you know, the purpose of this integration process was to show you the difference between using your intuition and accessing your records, which is just what some of you have been asking about. So how were these two different parts for you? What was it like to use your intuition and then open to use your records? And did you notice which one gave you the richer experience? So, I'm all ears. Who would like to start us off?
This is Will. I will.
Okay, Will. Thanks.
I very quickly, you know, tapped into my intuition, and I didn't stumble at all when I was asking the questions to my intuition. And I was guided to write them down on the sheet of paper that was provided in the workbook. And I got, you know, was through my answers. But so then I opened my records and went through the process, and then I realized there was not enough space in that area on the sheet. So I then opened up my computer and just went to a blank document and started scribing on the keyboard, and I was able to type a lot more information than just handwrite out with a pen and pencil. So that seems to me by preferred method of journaling for the records when I'm getting information, if I could, to type rather than handwrite, but I guess either will work. But the terminology was different. Even though the feeling was similar in the intuition, just an example, what part of me is longing to be cherished? The wording that came through is that authentic part of me, that authenticity. And then when I got into my records, the terminology then was truth. It was the truth within me. So it was similar but different, and the wording came out in a much deeper, richer way.
Uh-huh.
So I found that very, very interesting.
Yes, great, and thank you for sharing those little two very clear examples there too. That's great. Well, you've had that experience with just what I was hoping that you would have, that, yeah, intuition works fine. If you've been, you know, spending years developing your intuition, it's kind of almost a joy. It's like, okay, let it rip, you know, let it do its thing here. And then when you shift over and open your records, there is a subtle difference there. But I love it. You said you knew immediately, oh, I need more paper here. So That's very good. If you are going to use your computer, just depends on your computer, but I think it's always a good idea, if you're going to start to use your computer, unless you've already been doing that, to capture a lot of spiritual work. You know, you're journaling in a very spiritual way. There's a lot of energy that comes from you when you're working from your records. So you might ask your records, is there anything that you could do with your computer to attune it, to calibrate it to this new energy that you'll be bringing in now? Might just be a good thing for it, so it can make it through this new energy shift of yours with, you know, last thing we want to do is have computers going down. So just an idea. All righty, who else? And just like Will, you don't have to say what you got, but describe your process would be perfect.
This is Valerie.
Yes, Valerie.
Well, I just found the whole thing really powerful and very different. And it felt like initially going through the intuitive part kind of sounded like it was bringing up some of the same kind of stuff that I often get. And I realized when I went through the intuitive part that I had an area where I needed to forgive myself.
Uh-huh.
So I opened my records and I did the prayer of forgiveness before I went back to the questions. And I found that really powerful. Because I just found that there was, you know, stuff coming up that I realized was blocking me. And then when I got to the end of the process with my records open, I just felt like everything that I'd been concerned about is now just fine, you know? All is well. I just, like, got a totally different perspective of, you know, basically, I've gotten this before, but it became increasingly clear that being cherished is not linked to anything we do, and just giving up that connection between feeling worthy of being cherished based on what I do versus just the fact that who I am in my being is cherished and worthy of being cherished just for being. And that's kind of where I got to with the records. And yeah, I just get chills because it's something I need to keep reminding myself of, since I've gone through some real challenges with perfectionism and always looking for how to get better and how to do better before I feel like I'm worthy of you know, of being cherished and being and letting in all that's available to me. So very powerful. And the whole thing felt like a process, you know. There was a difference with the records, but it felt like it was a continuation that it was just to clear a bunch of my mind with my intuitive process and then go into opening with the records that then gave me a higher, more inclusive, more truth-based perspective.
Yeah, great. Fabulous. Congratulations. And do remember this. You don't have to do this one necessarily. You can just use it kind of as a template again for explore anything. But it is kind of nice from time to time to do the intuition first. You know, ask all those questions and then ask the same questions basically of your records. And that's a great check for you, for not just you, Valerie, but for everyone and for me too, to see. Because we get real comfortable after a while, but see, you know, what is it like if we don't open the records? And what is it like when we do open the records? So I do encourage you to come back to this and do it for as long as it works for you. And put in different, instead of cherished, and you might have to change your language around a little bit, but there's just all kinds of things that you could put there that what wants to be intimate, what wants to be energized or amplified or expanded, what wants to be discovered or revealed or explored. I mean, I just had a great time playing with that because that's what my records asked me to do. So, great, Valerie. Thank you very much for sharing. That was just what I was hoping would happen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And who else?
This is Christy.
Yes, Christy.
I am definitely very powerful. The intuition, it felt like maybe that was like, it gave me a lot of lead-in information to soften the punch of when I got my records and what it told me. It was something I needed to hear, but it was kind of a little bit of a sucker punch at the same time.
Uh-huh.
So I think they definitely worked together. It was like, okay, we're going to ease the blow a little, but yeah, you need to hear this, so.
And since you brought that up, how was it to go somewhere in your records that was maybe a little uncomfortable for you? Did you feel supported and guided in that, or how was that for you?
And then, interestingly enough, I felt guided to go get on my yoga mat as I was in my records going through it, and it was like leading me through certain yoga poses.
Uh-huh.
I guess it was kind of helping. I'm very kinesthetic, so it was helping release things stored in my body as I was getting the new information coming in.
Yes.
So that helped.
Excellent. And I actually have a whole series of yoga positions that I, when I have people here in real time, together for the two-day version of this with the three follow-up calls. But the 2 days, we have breaks, and each one of those breaks has a yoga position to do with it. So to amplify and to just help people absorb more. You know, it's just another mm-hmm. integration process. So I'm just really tickled that your records work with you like mine did ages ago mm-hmm. when they said, let's put all these, you know, yoga things, let's make the break time productive. So they're not just standing up and chatting on, but they're actually doing something to enhance their learning process. And I thought, okay, cool. Well, what do we do and where do we do it? So I just have to laugh. That's great. Very, very good. And particularly powerful for people that are kinesthetic learners. Some people don't learn sitting still. They learn by moving around. So, mm-hmm. you know, if you're one of those people and you're listening or whatever, either on the call or in a private study, you know, if you're a mover and groover that way, then move and groove. It's really good. Wow, well, fantastic. Again, just what I was hoping, Christy, that would happen, not the punching part, but but the part that, yeah, you know, we can hear things that you normally wouldn't be able to hear, because they do it lovingly, in my experience. And somehow they can say these really outrageous things, and when you're ready to hear it, it just kind of settles in there. Very gently, very lovingly.
They just told me that it's the light coming, the light bulb coming on, but the light is very bright, so it hurts your eyes.
Yeah, sweet. And one thing you can be sure of, your records will never give you a hard time. People that have learned other methods to access and have used and now learned ours, that was one of the things they've commented on, is how loving this approach is. Because remember, it comes from your heart. We start with heart integration. And so it's a very, it is very nurturing, very cherishing. And sometimes that's just what we need, is somebody to say, hey, you know, we love you and you're doing a great job. And that can be very powerful, too. So thank you, Christy. All righty. Anybody else?
Well, this is Wendy.
And
I was so, I think, delighted and surprised at how different it seemed to do the one and then the other. And I'm so glad that we started with the intuition first.
Oh, yes. That's
and,
the deal.
Always
do the intuition first.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so it was interesting because I actually had longer answers in that respect, but I found it felt almost like there was a little bit of a, I want to say a mental filter or something, that, and then when I felt more when I did the second process with my open records, I felt I had a lot, I think the clairs were really expanding because I had this deep sense of almost humor and lightness, like I was being given we were having a bit of a talk about my inner child and creativity and really nurturing my inner child more. But there was such a lightness and love, feeling of unconditional love and almost humor, like I had a circle around me that there was no feeling of criticism at all. It was just, you know, you could really do a lot more with, you know, with playtime and, you know, some things, but it was the feeling sense, I guess, and the, just a very deep, unconditional feeling of love. I was seeing a child skipping around, and it was just really, I'll have to say, it was delightful. And the answers were almost like, were very, not short and to the point, but more to the point. And, just literally, yeah, I can just best say that very clear and with this beautiful sense of lightness and love.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And you know, we did all that work. I can't remember when it was, but there was that other one where we were using heart integration for clarity to release and then to anchor in, to activate, something. So, you know, that's now part of your work in the records. When you do heart integration before you even access that intention of being in your records for clarity to release or heal or whatever you need in that way, or then at the end to anchor or to activate, all of that's always there because that's the way we set it up. So I'm not surprised that it was more to the point sometimes when you get to the records part.
Yes. Thank you. It was wonderful. I loved it.
Great. Good, good, good. I'm delighted.
Is it Jennifer?
Uh-huh.
I had, my experience was like a combination of all the little pieces of what's been said so far. I very quickly, like Will, went straight into the intuition and got my information very quickly, as I usually do, and then also had a very loving but feeling experience, more so than just the knowing of pulling in information. So by the time when I opened and or when I asked my records, I was having a hard time getting a response because I was, my expectation was it would be how I'd usually been getting it, which since I've been opening has been audibly, and when it wasn't coming I was questioning, and then I finally got, we don't want you to we don't want to talk about it. We want you to just do it.
Yeah.
And so I started taking all these steps, and like whoever said about the yoga thing, it was a physical experience for me, and it was very enjoyable and equally informative, but just I experienced it in different ways.
Yeah. Yeah. And don't you love it when they change it up on you? Just when you think, okay, I got it down, this is how they're going to share information with me or share experiences with me, and then they change it up and then they go, no.
Yeah, it keeps it fun and interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So it's all, and that, what that does to you or for you is it keeps all your clairs open because you don't get in a rut of, okay, it's auditory all the time, clair audience. You know, it's goodness knows what they're going to do, and then you just get, so it's more and more of all of them in a combination. So you get all five of them, six of them. I don't do the tasting and smelling so much, so I probably have four that are pretty consistent coming in all together. And that's just really fun. Well, wow. I would like to just share, I did not do this because my guidance from my records was to, you know, to look at a whole bunch of other words that could be used here instead of cherished for whatever reason. I think they just wanted to keep me busy and out of your energy fields. You know, it's like as a teacher, I'm somewhat part of your energy fields, but at this point I stop doing that. I don't open groups records anymore now. I just open my own. So you can have that experience of what it's like to be working more just on your own. But I remember doing this before, and very much when I got to that number four in the intuition, what can I do right now to expand my ability to cherish myself? I don't think we used that word before. And I just didn't know what to do. I mean, I just didn't have any idea, and I felt kind of, well, this is pretty hopeless. I remember writing that whatever I was looking at was just, I was kind of stuck there. And then when I opened my records and I did the same basic set of questions, only in number four I got to ask, well, you know, so what's that DDA my records can take me through? A whole thing opened up to me, and so the frustration that I had felt, that stuckness that I had felt, like, well, I guess I can't do anything about it. I don't know what to do about this. If I knew what to do about it, I'd already done it. It just all went away, and I really felt that I did progress through and got to shift that part of me, change it. So if you ever go back and do this again, you know, it depends on what word you use and what you're exploring. But sometimes it can trigger some really amazing reactions and getting into emotions and feelings in big time things. So, well, great. Anybody else have anything they would like to add? Well, I think you're all amazing. I'm always amazed that, look, you just learned how to open your records relatively recently. You've had some practice, which is great. But, I mean, look at this. There's a two-part thing with two sets of questions. When you ask your intuition, when you ask your records. I mean, these are complex, looking at, you know, what part of me is longing to be cherished. You know, it's not like, oh, you know, some fluffy thing. These can go very deeply. So I just want to congratulate you and your dedication here and your willingness to explore and go deeply. I just always get so excited for people when I do this part regularly. I do it differently each time, but I do it regularly. And to watch people get more clear about what it's like to be in their records. And you just can't tell people what that's like. It's a time that you have to experience it for yourself. So congratulations. You did a great, great job. So, goodness, our time is zipping by here. I do want to take a little time to, as part of our wrap-up and closing and everything that we do at the end, if you would look at page 46 in your manuals, of course, where else would you be looking at page 46? But anyway, if you go down to that 1, 2, 3, 4th bullet point down, it's integration process number 9 or 10, and it should be that way in that second time if I've not corrected that in your manuals. 9 and 10 are actually on page 47 and 48. I don't want you to be confused and go, what is she talking about? Number 8 was that one with intuition and being in your records. So 9 and 10 are totally different ones, and that they don't, they're just ways of exploring your records, but just really different ways to do it. So if you don't have a whole lot of time this week, then simply when you get to do this, open your records and ask which one. Which one would be for your highest good to do, number 9 or number 10? And whichever number pops in to your awareness, then do that one, knowing you're guided by your records to do that. But if possible, I'd love you to do them both. So see what comes up for you and if you have some time here. And it's really good too to do something outside of what I've given you, that you get used to also creating your own questions or doing your own exploration. So looking for what's juicy, what's exciting, what you're curious about. And it can be something like, you know, what I'm working on currently is what is my mission statement? You know, it's a very nitty-gritty business thing. But I do so much better with it, and I find it so much more interesting to do when I do it with my records. And when I try to think about it, oh, my head just kind of hurts. And I'm like, oh, I don't know what I should be saying in my business statement here, my mission statement. So do look at something that is practical or that you've often wondered about, or if you've got, you know, other learning, like Will was talking about, what more could you learn about that would be important to you now? Because it's not just to learn about it, but that's going to be relevant or bring you greater understanding or that you can use in a new way. It's great. And if you are in a some kind of a healing practice or service, it's great to open your records and ask, before you work with a client, ask your records to direct you, to bring more energy through you, to, if you're doing any body work kind of things, that your hands be guided and energized. If you're doing more a speaking, talking, interaction with your clients, that your records bring you the best words, the best ideas, the best concepts to share that will be the best for your client. And then see how that works. So there's just, you know, a whole bunch of different ways to use your records. So you can certainly, you're well prepared now to start playing around. So you got your records open? Yes, good. All right, so this time, does anybody have any questions, anything?
I've got a question.
Great, Valerie, good.
One thing I'm wondering about is, how long does it generally take you right now just to go through the process of heart integration, opening your records? Is it, you know, do you go through every step?
Yep.
And how long do you say it takes just to do that little piece?
It really varies. I often spend a lot of time in heart integration. I can have whole conversations with the divine. I kind of set up everything I want to do with the records. And then I open my records because I want that easier access for me. It's easier to connect with my records than keep that channel open to that higher vibration of the divine. It's practice. I'm better, but I have to like be in my records and go to the divine, come back to my records. And then when I need the divine again, I'll go back and get that divine direct action. So there is no time. I would say as a general thing, probably it takes me less than 5 minutes. But what I would encourage you is to give it all the time that it needs. This isn't something that is a race or there's a clock on it. When you do the energetics for the method to open, some days you're just going to be really guided that you spend more time on one of them, like just stepping into the light of the divine. Sometimes I step into the light of the divine, and then very quickly I'm opening my heart center. Other times I step into the light of the divine, and because I've done heart integration and I'm already there with the divine, I'll just spend some more time. I breathe it in. I feel it in all the cells of my body. In all my levels of being, I might chat some more. I might have a little prayer. Something might happen like that. And other times it's very, okay, I step into the light of the divine. I open my heart center. Yep, did that. Okay, open my crown center. Ah, yes, done that. And then I make the big statement of, you know, divine wisdom, please open me to my Akashic records. Well, yep, that's happening. So I say all the rest of it. It can be very functional. It's whatever's right in the day. And it kind of depends on how I feel. Does that help you?
It says, right at the beginning you talked about like a series of things you're doing, you said it quite quickly, and I'm wondering if you could repeat that. About where you're going to get your divine direct action. Is that not something you're getting from your Akashic Records? Is that something you're...
For me now, that I have this connection with the divine through heart integration, for me, if I can go to God, if I can go to the divine, to me that's a higher vibration than my records, which are just the records of my soul, which is wonderful. I'm not negating them in any way, but when I can move into that divine direct action, to me that's shifting into a higher vibration. And I can't stay there as easily as I can stay in my records. So that's where I say I go into my records, and then when I need to, I go for that divine direct action. Often my hand will just go up to my heart again, and I realize, oh, it's my prompt from my records to do heart integration. And so I'll collect all my levels of being, bring it back through my heart center, and allow myself to merge with all that is. Oh, hi, here we are again. Well, I have this issue, and I know all this stuff already from my records, but now I'm seeking that transformative divine action. So what do we do about this? And then I just wait and am guided through whatever happens there, which is, whatever it is. I don't know what it is. If I knew what to do at that point, I would have done it. But I don't know what to do, and so that's why I go to the divine. That...
Mm-hmm. That's a good distinguishment. Thank you. That was very beautiful.
Great. So maybe we could say your records are your information source, your maybe in some ways a support group, they support you through that process. But then when you're really looking, and you don't have to be there all the time, but when you're really looking for what, I want to change my records now. I want to change me. When I change me, that's going to change my records. And so what can you walk me through right now that will do that? And that's that divine direct action. That's what you're asking for in step 5. If you're not centering with heart integration in step 5, oh, please center me now as I'm opening my records and, help keep me focused and whatever else you want to say there. But basically it's to center and then say thank you. But you can also, once you're in your records, that's where you ask for the big magic wand, that you don't have, but the divine does. All things are possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I was almost skipping over that number 5 part of heart integration. That sounds like that's a really important piece.
Yes, and that's a very common thing that happens. I'm so glad you brought this up, because no matter how I bring it and we walk through, and there's that step 5 and I made the 2 columns, this is the steps you go through and this is the prayer that you can use to activate it in step 5, there is some cognitive process that takes a little bit of time to really understand what is being offered with heart integration. And remember, that came from the records. So it's not something we thought up. It's actually a gift from the records to help you to evolve. And that's why my tagline is connect deeply and evolve. It's just not enough to connect deeply. You want that evolving as a spiritual being. We're growing all the time. So lovely. Thank you for your question.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right.
That's great.
Great. All righty. So takeaways. This time I invite each of you to ask your records, not your intuition, for the takeaway for you that will be most helpful for you at the end of this section. So what one or few words do they give you that help you to know where you are right now, that highlight how you've integrated all that was available for you in this section? I'm going to pause for a moment to let you receive this and write it down. So this is just another nice short way that you can work with your records. When you're done with something, you can ask them to give you a word that you could, you know, reflect on or know this is where you're at. And you put that at the end of your journal. Today, this is where my takeaway from all that I experienced with my records today, this is what I'm taking away from me. From that experience. It's kind of a cool thing. It's very short, usually. It's very nice. So, Christy, my dear, we will start with you.
Spiral.
Spiral, great.
Mine is just be.
Just be, excellent.
Review and practice.
Uh-huh. Oh, good ones for good students here. Great.
Mine was joyful connection.
Ah, great. Great. And our last intrepid participant?
Oh, Will. I'm not getting exactly a one word, but more just the idea of going deeper to connect.
Uh-huh. And it might not be a word, and it might be just a feeling, and it might be something that's sometimes even hard to put your finger on what it is. And that's all okay. Just do the best, because that's one of those knowing things. And it's kind of like then you can ask, well, open it up for me. You know, what are you saying here? But going deeper to connect, that's excellent. And mine was expansion. So, thank you so much for all of this today. We thank the records and all, well, let's start back where we need to be here. Sorry, I can tell I'm like being in a lot of different spaces all of a sudden here. So, I invite you now to bring your attention back to our heart light circle that we created together at the beginning of this section. And reconnect with the flow of light around that circle for a couple of times. If you're feeling just a little bit diffused like I am right now, it's a great way to just get yourself grounded again. And we thank the records and all highest beings of light who have supported and assisted our learning process today. And it is with great gratitude we now release our heart light circle, all our prayers and intentions to the divine. Then as this heart light energy circles back to you one last time, disengage now and bring your focus back just to your personal heart light. Notice how bright it is. Feel how expanded your heart center is from all that you have experienced. And you might just be in gratitude, like I am right now, too. So bring all parts of you back to yourself now, completely releasing all other connections. And let's, at this time, close our personal records with gratitude and love by stating our closing aloud while clearly intending to close our records. You can join me with thank you. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Yes. So, next time, for our second-to-last section, can you believe it? The time has been flying. Second-to-last section, section 7. Please, once again, have your records open before joining us, as we'll begin again with Akashic Chat and sharing questions or comments that we may have. And also, a big part of this is going to be to discuss these integration processes number 9 and 10, which I hope you really, really enjoy. And most of the remainder of Section 7 will be spent in a guided integration process, a little bit different one. This one will have the opportunity to experience being in our records in stillness, no questions this time. So really different approach. So have a wonderful time until we meet again. Enjoy exploring your records. I look forward to having you with us for the next section. And may you find you live more and more in radiance and love.